Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now 7 after the hour. It is the Monday morning Doug Steffen Good Day program, November 14th. We continue to cover and be involved in and in many ways be on top of things that are going on that are sort of moderately unusual. The think stuff. I was looking around and trying to cover elections with a little different pizzazz, if you will, because there's still undecided races and there's still people wondering, okay, who's going to be my rep? Is it a Democrat? Is it a Republican? I think, is Carrie Lake, have they even figured that out yet in Arizona? I don't think there's a winner that's been declared, say it again, Doug, been declared there. Katie Hobbs is the Democrat, Carrie Lake is the Republican. And so one wonders, okay, well, the stuff is still unfolding. Final numbers not tallied, some of them for days, maybe even weeks. But I look at the preliminary election returns, and I thought it was interesting from my side of the street, Jay, or our side of the street, if you will, several politicians that had close ties to radio have become winners. And so this is good for the broadcast business, frankly, make sure that we are heard in Washington, because there are a lot of people there that want to do things to radio that are just plain ignorant. And so I see Rick Crawford, who owns the Ag Watch Network, provides a lot of farm news in the South. He was elected with 74% of the vote. Wowie zowie. That's quite an accomplishment. And his area is, but he's well known. And so being on the radio helped him. Another person, let's see here. This guy was a radio talk show host named Tom Emmer. He won a fifth term in Congress. He's a Republican as well. There was a Democrat that ran against him, but he won by 62% to 38%. Let's see here. Another former broadcaster, Brendan Boyle from Pennsylvania. He's a broadcaster, I think, if you talk to him. He did a lot of Notre Dame football and basketball in various places, but he's been in the Philadelphia area in Congress since 2015. He got 75% of the vote. I think the point that I'm making here, or trying to make, when I look at some of these others, actually there's three or four. Michael McCall was a broadcast. Well, his wife is was the daughter of Lowry Mays, who started Clear Channel, which now is iHeart. Mm-hmm. So there's a connection there. Jody Heiss did a program in Bethlehem, Georgia called Let Freedom Ring. She was syndicated on a number of stations, but she's obviously on hiatus because she's going to Congress. And she won pretty handily.
You can't double down on that kind of work.
No, you can't really. Well, actually, you can. Somebody tried to get me to run for Congress in Florida a number of years ago, and I actually gave it some serious thought. One of the things that was in the hopper as far as discussion is concerned was whether I could do the program after I was elected, if I was elected. I couldn't do the program during the campaign. You have to take, I don't know, 4 months or 6 months or whatever it is. Either you, if you stay on the air, you have to give equal opportunity, equal time to the person who's running against you.
And that would so be that's quite the interview feasible. Too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right.
Everything
exactly.
Would be one of the debates.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, there's a lot of stuff going on. The midterms, a lot of people are still counting, and there are places where Democrats should have been shoo-ins that they weren't, places Republicans should have been shoo-ins that they weren't, and so on it goes. One of the most heinous things to talk about today, the University of Idaho students who were found dead on the campus. This is Moscow, Idaho. Police investigating the deaths of these students that were in a home near the campus. The officers discovered these people when they responded to a report of an unconscious person being on the porch, apparently. They are suspected homicides. It looks like maybe one of them killed three others and took his own life. They haven't really figured it out yet, so I don't want to start with speculation. But it looks kind of like a messy, and you wonder again, what in the world, what goes on here, right?
And all classes in person and online were canceled.
Yeah.
Going through them tomorrow, and it's just, it is so heartbreaking. This was an off-campus home.
Well, here's another one. This one is, there were three people dead and a couple of hurt in the University of Virginia. A former football player is suspected in that police investigation. This is Charlottesville, Virginia. This was late Sunday night. Apparently, they haven't gotten the shooter yet. But they've, and I'm not going to mention the name of the person because they haven't caught him yet, and they're not really sure. There are a lot of news media outlets. I think that's completely irresponsible, by the way.
Well, when you put up, it's a person of question.
Yeah.
Versus the actual suspect, and I think a lot of times confuse those two phrases.
Yeah, exactly. And then there are the students, the 11 students at Temple University who were robbed at gunpoint over the weekend in an off-campus apartment, robbed, let's see, what kind of things
this is. They were held in the basement. Fortunately, nobody was hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
But still, what's the story?
College, yeah. What's going on college campuses, I guess, is the question, right? You want to know when you send your children off to college that they're going to be safe and secure.
Mm-hmm.
And this would lead you to believe, when you look at these sorts of things going on, shooting, and violence and that sort of thing. What was it? A couple of weeks ago, a college football game, there was a big fight between the teams as they were either, I think they were leaving the field after the game was over. Michigan and Michigan State. Do I remember that correctly?
Yeah, and some of them got one to the ground of the opposite team and were like kicking them, and it was just this brutal attack.
Yeah. And so what is that? Where is sportsmanship under the circumstances? What are we doing? You know, it's winning at all costs. That's what some of these coaches, that's how they talk. And that takes itself to the field as well. I mean, to the professional football fields. Some of the things that go on the field are just despicable. And this needs to be more respect. Well, the game doesn't have any respect. I know how many of you love football, but it becomes more and more obvious that this is a place where really angry young men go. Not all of them, but there's a lot of anger. A lot of these people have no business being representing a college or even a professional team. Really, really, really. Okay, 15 past the hour, into a couple of different modes after these words.
Hi there, I'm your host, Dog, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So, Christy, merry Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that.
When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Christmas music all over the place. I was driving back from, I went to pick up a car last night, and I found a Christmas station in Worcester, Mass. There are like 70 stations now that have confirmed their changeover to Christmas music. And I must say, and I do this kind of every year, even though a lot of the music is repetitive, redundant, you hear the same songs over and over again, and you hear them every year, it kind of feels good.
It was
fun to hear All I Want for Christmas Is My Two Friends, or whatever it was. Burl Ives. Yeah, a couple of
new ones.
As long
as it's not the Christmas Shoes song, which is just,
or the Grinch.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah, I really changed the channel. Yeah, awful. Terrible. The president's granddaughter is getting married in the White House. I noticed that Trump's daughter got married over the weekend at Mar-a-Lago. This is Tiffany Trump. A lot of people don't really pay attention to her. She came from, what is the second wife's name? Marla Maples. Mm-hmm. That's right. Yep. So they had a big party at Mar-a-Lago over the weekend.
And that was the one that he left Ivanka? Yeah. No, Ivana. Yeah. He left Ivana for her, and it was just that whole situation.
Yeah.
And she typically was with her mom more than
with him,
even though she had a relationship with her dad and her siblings.
Right. Yep. Speaking of celebrity, Norway's Princess Martha has decided she doesn't want to be the princess anymore. She wants to be a doctor. So she's going to practice alternative medicine with her lover, who happens to be a shaman. Right, exactly. This guy's name is Durek Verrett, self-styled shaman, endorsed unfounded medical practices. Oh, come on. When are you going to grow up? God bless the news media. You know what? These people have, I've known a number of shamans in my life, and they're usually pretty good healers. It's back to the mind over matter. But do you think the conventional wisdom of your doctor who went to Duke or wherever he went to or she went to is going to even give any credence to this stuff, even though a lot of it works? Nah. It's the arrogance of the people in power. It's the same in politics, same in any business. The big business of regular medicine versus alternative practices. I will tell you that I get most of my advice and most of the help that I get are from practitioners of alternative medical procedures. I like the way they think. Now, you can say, well, you got your shots and stuff. That's not alternative. Well, it's not so much that. It's, you know, what do you do if you have a headache? And, you know, do you take aspirin or do you get a little massage at the right place in your head? You know, that sort of stuff. But to just discount them
with food and nutrients.
Yeah, right. Anyway, the princess has decided that she's 51 years old. She is going to keep her royal title, but abdicating her official duties to create a clearer dividing line between her roles. So she will no longer be the royal patron. The official duties will be gone. Who even remembered there was a queen in Norway? Or a royal family, right? Nobody pays attention to that. It's all what goes on in England that gets the attention. Anyway, good for her. She made up her mind to do something on her own. Good. 21 after the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Let's face the music here. I guess we don't have to face the music, but Alec Baldwin does. And so in order to face the music, he's, what's the old expression, turnabout is fair play. There were people who were accusing him of negligence, and they were going to sue him. So why not do the same thing with the rest of them? So Alec Baldwin has filed the lawsuit. We'll talk about that right after these words. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. Oh, what's going on? What's going on? All right, so I guess the question here, Jay, is turnabout fair play or a way to protect yourself? So Alec Baldwin last week sued the person responsible for the armor, they call him the armorer, and then a number of crew members as well for negligence. They handed him the gun. Yeah, right?
These people, accidents do happen 100%, sure. But these people had certain jobs that they failed at. The armorer, like, they are the one main person that is in charge of all these guns, and they should be checking their work. They should be double-checking everybody else's work. They are the ones. So Hannah Grettier's Reed is being charged or being sued. Dave Hulls, Sarah Zachary, Seth Kenny. Baldwin's lawyer says the tragedy happened because live bullets were delivered to the set and loaded into the gun. The armorer,
Grettier
failed to check the bullets and gun safety. Hulls failed to check the gun carefully and yet announced the gun was safe before handing it to Baldwin. Zachary failed to disclose that Grettier's Reed had been acting, quote-unquote, recklessly offset, and Kenny supplied all of the film's guns and, quote-unquote, haphazardly stored all of the ammunition. So these are the allegations in Baldwin's lawsuit against them.
Well, this is sticky wicked stuff for sure. But Baldwin has his own career to protect. Apparently, they're going ahead, though, to do this movie in January. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to be a year behind what it was.
The criminal investigation has pretty much wrapped, so they are able to get back to filming.
Right. So who's going to want to go see this? Is it going to get more people going to see it just because of all the notoriety? It was kind of a B-plus Western to begin with, and so one
question. I originally wanted to see it because of a certain actor that's going to be in it that I really like.
Who's that?
Jensen Ackles.
Yeah, I don't know who that
but,
is.
But I think there's going to be a lot of people who don't see it who wanted to see it originally because of everything that happened. People who had no interest in seeing it.
Who would want to see it.
Now want to see it.
Yeah, right. I kind of want to. Well, I would always see movies like this anyway, although I haven't been to movies for a couple of months. I tried to get to see the Julia Roberts George Clooney movie this weekend. I just couldn't find the time. But there's so much trash also. That's what Chuck and I and you were always talking about, or have been more lately, because of all the garbage that's playing, all the horror movies and the same old action kind of flick. It's just the same old, same old. But this is a different sort of story. Well, we'll see what happens. That's the update on Alec Baldwin on Good Day, 28 past the hour. Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure, got diabetes, no problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers, so you don't have to do that, and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusa reporting. Control of the U.S. House of Representatives hinged on Monday on several tight races that could secure a majority for Republicans following midterm elections, having won 212 seats compared to Democrats, 206, with 218 needed for a majority. But the final outcome might not be known for days as officials continue counting ballots nearly a week after Americans went to the polls. Wall Street's main indexes ended lower on Monday, with real estate and discretionary sectors leading broad declines as investors digested comments from U.S. Federal Reserve officials about plans for interest rate hikes. The National Basketball Association has been sued by three longtime referees who said the league fired them this year after they refused to be vaccinated against COVID-19 over religious objections. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Monday, November 14th. Hi, good day, good morning. If it's morning when you're listening, some people listen in the morning, afternoon, evening, whatever. It's nice to have you along for the ride. The Senate, the Democrats, they are going to keep control of the Senate. Not so sure about the Republicans in the House. Thought it was interesting, Jay Kirshner, by the way, with Doug Stefan on Good Day. There was an interview that Pence gave over the weekend, and he said that Trump, there's no love lost between the two of them. I don't think there ever was. Mm-hmm. Pence was very loyal. If anything, he's the winner in all of this, except for the Trump crazies who think he's a traitor. He's not at all. I don't cotton to his brand of conservative politics, but I do think he's an interesting and his integrity as a human being. And so he said,
things went sour until the very end.
Yeah, right. And then they really got sour. And they got sour on January 6th, as a matter of fact, because he said Trump endangered him and his family with the recklessness of that whole, all the rhetoric and the actions that he took. And that's true. And that's what people are after Trump about. And that's why Trump doesn't have credibility with lots of people anymore, because the more they look into this, and I know the people who are the loyalists say, oh, Democrats just trying to get him. It's not true. Yeah, it really is kind of true. Mm-hmm. Frankly, all of the stuff that is floating around, there's much more to it There's a real problem here, and you can't let that stuff go any more than you can let go the reality of the election faults that there are. Trump calls our attention, not necessarily in the best way, but there are a lot of problems with our electoral system, top to bottom, locally, statewide, nationally, serious problems. And they're made worse by some of the things that are thrown into the mix. And they give guys like Trump credibility when he throws darts at the system. Even though the darts that he threw at the system didn't have merit, the fact that the system is as blanked up as it is something that has to be dealt with, hasn't been dealt with, been a problem all of my life. As long as I can remember, there have always been problems. Anyway, so the Republicans take control of the House, 218 seats. Let's see here. And then they're over in the Senate, you got that. I mean, there are a couple of races that still haven't been decided yet, but I don't see that as being a problem.
I don't understand what's taking Arizona so long.
Because they have a pretty corrupt system. It's a mess. Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
It looks like what, there's about 93% of the votes are accounted for.
Yeah, right. Okay, there was a... Really, I saw this Saturday night, and I thought to myself, how the heck does something like this happen? You may have seen the story about the two old planes from World War II that crashed at an air show in Dallas over the weekend.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of people were there. The planes blew up. And when you look at what's on the ground, there's nothing left of either of the planes, really. The debris was all over the place, on a highway, at a mall. Nobody got hurt on the ground, but all the people on the planes were killed. So a fighter plane and an old B-17, those are neat, neat, neat old planes. So anyway, this is a sad day for those folks. And those, you know, the private owners of these planes now that do them, they have a lot of air shows and they put their planes up. And, you know, they're proud of the work that they've done. But these kind of things happen. With these old, there's no parts anymore around. How do you maintain them properly, I think, is the question that a lot of people want to know. Later on, this half hour, we'll talk to Chucker about the Wakanda Forever thing. I say thing because to me it looks like a thing. 180 million at the box office. How about that? Huh?
Sounds about right.
You know, the NFL, you know, look at, I don't have any affinity for football, as you know, so we don't talk about it here on this program very much unless it's something that really is, you know, something we need to talk about. I thought this was interesting, though. Four games are going to be played in Germany. Tampa Bay and Seattle yesterday, by the way, just in case you're wondering how Tom Brady is doing, did well. I think it's interesting. They play oftentimes in England, too. There's usually a game played, football game played,
yeah,
afoot, and they, of course, discount it because they don't think it's football. For them, football is soccer.
Yeah, they call it American football.
American football, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess that's what it is, in a sense. And then they become the world champions. World champions of what? Right? Okay. Here's something that is shocking. Shocking, shocking, shocking. About a third of parents of youngsters in public schools are worried about shootings that could happen at their school. There's a poll that has been now unearthed, if you will. School shootings, you know, you go back to what our conversation was with regard to Alex Jones mm-hmm. and that whole thing. But look at all of the schools that have been shot up since Columbine, and that was 20-some-odd, maybe 30, I don't know. It was long. It seemed like a long time ago. But when you look at the stats here, roughly a third of parents of children in K through 12 schools say they are very, or at least extremely worried about a shooting taking place in their children's school. Now, is this because of the news media? Is this because we have more and more crazy youngsters, young white men who need attention, mental health mm-hmm. problems? 37% of parents are somewhere in the middle when it comes to worrying about other with not just a shooting, but other things, violence in the school.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at these things that were happening on the college campuses this weekend. Yeah. It isn't just K through 12.
Because it is happening a lot, and we're hearing about it in the media. Kids are starting to do the active shooter drills,
which
it's better to be safe than be sorry. And you think about it with fires. How likely is it that a fire is, like, the school is going to be caught on fire? But yet you do the fire drills and everything.
Yeah.
So it makes sense that those drills, but it does probably cause a little bit of intimidation, especially for parents, because we worry about anything happening to our kids. But it's not even just schools.
Well, it's interesting because mothers are the ones
at the movie theater, at a concert.
Yeah, mothers are the ones who are saying they're much more likely than fathers. I look at this, at the results of the survey. They're much more. 39% of mothers are worried. 24% of fathers are worried. And fathers say mothers are too worried about their children. Well, that's an interesting reality in and of itself. Interesting also is this breaks down by race and ethnicity, Jay. Half of Hispanic parents of these students say they are very worried about possibilities of shootings. Let's see, Asian parents, 35% of them, 22% of white parents. It's interesting how this all breaks down. And certainly those who live in urban areas are more worried about school shootings than those who live in the suburbs or in rural areas. Actually, almost half of urban parents say they are either very or extremely worried about this happening. Now, how does it start? Does this sort of thing start? If it's in the school, a number of these happenstances where there were boys who were bullied, or they were angry at their teacher, or they're angry at other students, brings us around to this week, which is Anti-Bullying Week. This year, this week, we recognize that bullying has a long-term effect on the mental health and the quality of the life of the victim. So, how do we combat bullying? There's a zero-tolerance policy that's enacted by some schools, some community groups, that sort of thing.
Well, it can also lead by example, teaching kindness. Not just talking about it, but actually giving the students an opportunity to see kindness at work. And there have been studies that show not only are the people who are bullied, the victims of bullying, deal with a lot of repercussions down the road, but also the bullies themselves, because every bully is somebody else's victim. They're learning that from somewhere, and a lot of times these school bullies are the ones that are victims in their own home life, too.
Yeah. Well, it's something that we are all conscious of. The facts every day bring us around to the reality of what being perpetrated. Our kids grow up normally in this country anymore. I mean, I'm thinking about what it was like for me to grow up. I was blissfully involved in the farm. I went to school every day, came home, worked on the farm. It was like there was nothing going on around me that made me think. I mean, once in a while, I had some troubles with youngsters in school because my given name is Dudley. So I got bullied because of my name by a kid named Peter Olson, who was in trouble all the time. And I was his main, the main thrust of his anger was me. But he got in trouble all kinds of, in fact, he later, after he got out of high school, he committed suicide, hung himself. And you got to wonder what was going on at home. My father, bless him, tried to get to their home, but they didn't really have a home. There was nobody home. You know, he wanted to go see if he could put an end to it, but I think he actually got a hold of Olson at one point in time and threatened him. And so at that point, he never bothered me again. But we've all had that. But I thought, did it bother me? Yeah. Have I been bullied as an adult? Absolutely. Have you been bullied as an adult, Jay? Anybody? I mean, most people think it's just young people.
An employer, of my past jobs. An employer, honestly, it sent me to therapy. He was awful.
Yeah. Well, see, there you go. All right, in a moment, the only state in America that doesn't have airline service. You want to take a guess as to what state it is that doesn't have airline service. We're going to talk about that. I thought that would be an interesting curio. So we'll find out what that state is. What is wrong? The state of the state after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online. Only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact a local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Okay, Jay, you want to guess what state in the United States of America is the only state that has no commercial airport?
Rhode Island.
Nope.
Delaware.
That's the green airport in Providence. Yeah, that's it. Yes, number two, Delaware is the only state that has. The next time you visit Delaware, you will notice that. Or if you've never been there before, you can only drive or you can take a train, but it's the only state that doesn't have any commercial airline service or a commercial airport.
That's interesting.
Now, I thought, I always thought Wilmington, you could get onto a flight and go into the airport at Newcastle, but there's nothing there. There's no demand for it because you can go up to Newark, you go down to Baltimore, you know, it's close enough, you go to Philadelphia. So there's no real, it's the 45th state by population. Only 1 million people live in Delaware. So anyway, but there are a couple of new small airlines that are going to start serving some routes from that little Wilmington airport. Apparently there's a huge increase. And you know that this past year, saw an 85% increase in air traffic from the year before. Hello, duh. We all know why.
Like, no crap, got it.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, there's that good laugh from Jay. It's 10 before the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Is there a constant flow of new innovation in the movie business? I would say no. Jay?
Depends on the day. Sometimes I'm surprised. Other times I'm like, okay, let's just roll with it.
Same old stuff. All right, so we have, is it Wakanda or Wakanda? Is it W-A? Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's the big story for the weekend. We'll get the box office totals from Chucker and get the story behind the story because I'm sure he's seen that movie. Get to that after this. Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just pillows? MyPillow has given the same attention they've given to their pillows to the new Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. Made in America, the weave gives them a fabulous finish. Have you sleeping like a dream? Available in lots of different colors and sizes. It's all machine washable and durable. All Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. And right now, for people listening to the Doug Steffen Good Day program, you get a special bed sheet sale. Giza Sheets, $29.99. That's 60% off. Go to MyPillow.com. Sleep better with MyPillow.com by using the DS code, MyPillow.com, for the Giza Sheet Special. Oh, listen to the enthusiasm from that announcer. Woohoo! Okay, so Chucker has stubbed his toe, and we don't seem to be able to put the pieces together, so you and I can look. I can't speak with any credibility other than looking at what they brought in. There was only one game in town this past weekend at the box office, and it was Wakanda. I've been saying Wakanda, like Wikipedia, but it's Wakanda, W-A-K-A-N-D-A. No shock here. There is, I don't know how many, what people thought was going to be the total. I think Chucker said it would do over 100 million. It did way over that. It was, what, 180 or something?
180.
Yeah, 180 million. Yep.
In any of these superhero comic book movies, especially in the Marvel or DC world, this one's Marvel, people love this. And it's a great one to see at the movie theater because of all of the action, all of the cinematography with everything. But also with Black Panther, it was a big one because it was the sequel following Chadwick Boseman, who
right.
the Black Panther, in his death. So a lot of people were kind of very interested in
see how they play it out.
Oh. Yeah, and right. they had said that they were not going to recast. So there was a lot of questions surrounding this.
So Black Panther, the first one, did $330 million worldwide. It was built, let's see, they did cost them $250 million to make it. And around the world, they expect in the next 3 weeks for it to do $300 million or more. So, I mean, it certainly is going to bring in a lot of cash. But it's back to the business of the black, the focus on Black Panther, Black Adam. I don't know. I thought the story was a fabulous story. The first one, I happened to like this kid Boseman very much. Thought he was great. He first got my attention as he played Jackie Robinson, but he had some other great roles.
Great.
He was just a good actor and came across very well. At any rate, so now we've got Black Adam. By the way, that was number two at the box office this weekend, and so far it's taken $151 million in 2 weeks. Ticket to Paradise, taken $56 million in 3 weeks. Number three movie. Let's see here. Lyle Crocodile, number four, taking in so far $40 million. Smile. That horror, oh my God, who would see it? Did you see it? Did you see that? You like that crap.
I have not had time to see it, but I've heard that it is very twisted and people need to take a moment before they regroup after seeing this film.
Yeah. I want to see Armageddon Time, but the movie's title has turned a lot of people off. So it was number 10 at the box office this past weekend, only took in $352,000. I wanted to kind of go see it because it has an interesting theme to it, but it's done nothing because they gave it. It shows you what can happen when there's a title to a movie that isn't really what the movie is about, and this is not about Armageddon, really, then what, you know, what happens? They've lost all, you know, the excitement from the audience isn't there because they don't like the title. All right, so there they are, the box office totals for the weekend. 59 passed on Good Day.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.